I don't even see them. Okay. Thank you, Dave. So, yeah. So according to the Baal HaMor, it's clear that, according to the Baal HaMor, it's clear that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda argue in a fundamental way. The gap between what each one believes about the status of Chametz on Erev Pesach is enormous. For Rabbi Yehuda, right, it's a lav and malchus, and for Rabbi Shimon, you can eat it. Not only can you eat it, if you eat it, you get credit, extra credit, extra credit, credit. Kind of want to overstate. However, the Baal HaMor Shita is an exception. Most Rishonim are of the opinion that, number one, you don't fulfill Tashbisu Ba'achila. Number two, implicit is the fact that even Rabbi Shimon thinks you're not allowed to eat chametz Erev Pesach Acher Chatzos. It's not Balav, it's not B'malkus. The word Bivolo Klum has the meaning that there's no Malkus, and it's not a Lav that's independent. What's the Makar? Says Tosis, if you look at Tosis on Daf Chav Ches, and if you look at the Ravid and the Ramban, and so on, right here, we saw them last week, the Makar is itself, Ach B'yom HaRishon Tashbisu Seor Mibateche. Hi, what's that? Why is that a Makar? So according to Tosis, it's a Makar. If you look at this, give me, let's look one back at Tosis for 1 minute. Tosis says that it's a Makar. This is on page, it's on my page 4. I'm guessing it's on your page 5. Tosis de B'maslo Reb Shimon Omer. Page 5?
Page 5, line 1.
Line 1? Rab Shimon Omer Chometz of Thez Manu Lachas Mana Ein Over Below Klum. Nira, Tila Rab Shimon Ney, De Ein Over Alav, Belav De Chometz, Lifnez Manu, Moda De Osir Bachila Mishe Shos Lamala. Even though there's no separate lab, you violate. You can't eat it. Why? Mid Arbinu Perakama, In Sorfin Truma Tahora, Mtmea, Mash Malavada Sorfin Bishesh, This is the part I want. The Ka'amar, Bishash also Bachila also Bana, son the Tanakam, Machal the Rab Shimon also Bachila, Alpha Bishen also Bana. Benira the Nafkale mitashbisu, Umi Achilek, Umashma Tashbisu Shalokadera Kano Dahino Achila. So actually, the source, according to Tosis, that you cannot eat comets, according to Rab Shimon, even according to Rav Shimon, after Chatzos, even though there's no separate lav, it's implicit by virtue of the fact that you have to do Tashbisu. It doesn't sound like you can do Tashbisu b'derech hana, and therefore, obviously, you can't do Achila. So basically, what Tosis is saying is, Tosis is attacking the part of the Baal HaMor that said, you know what, you'll even fulfill the mitzvah. If you eat it, Tosis is saying, you don't fulfill the mitzvah if you eat it. And that implies that you're not allowed to eat it. Okay. The Ramban, as we discussed, I think, last week, in Milchamos, this is back on page 4.
Excuse me, why is that true? That if you can't eat it to mekayim the mitzvah, yeah, that maybe there's an easter to eat it, but maybe you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu, but that doesn't mean you can't eat it. You just
right. Have... No. You're totally right. Logically, Tosa says that by virtue of the fact that the Torah says Tashbisu, and that doesn't sound like Kederach Hana, that implies that it's also Asar. But you're right. You could have had a middle position, which is why when I presented the Baal HaMor, I presented it as two chidushim, right? Number one, you fulfill the mitzvah. Number two, I'll say the other way. Number one, there's no Isra Achila. And number two, moreover, in addition, you also even fulfill the mitzvah. Tosis is more like being Medayik, you know. Tosis is saying, it sounds like you're not allowed to, you have to get rid of it and you're not allowed to be Nana from it. But you're right. You could have argued, but that's what Tosa says. Balamor says two different, even the Balamor's presentation, by the way, is like you said. Number one, there's no Isra Chila. Number two, by the way, you fulfill a mitzvah. Right. You could totally say the middle. But what's curious is that what's interesting is that the Ramban says, Omer HaKovet Kosev Ein Zunachon, She'en Lecho Batorah Dover She'tzorah Chashbasa Omoter Bachil. That's what we discussed a lot last week. I mean, the Ramban says, no, it's not like Tosas. It's not like an indirect or oblique inference, which you could then argue about. He says it's a conceptual incompatibility. He says, how many times do we find that you have to get rid of an object because it's so halachically, toxic, reprehensible, right? So the idea that you have to get rid of it, but you can eat it, says the Ramban, right, is just not conceivable. But what's curious about the Ramban, this is what we said last week, and this is our intro to the Rambam, is that the Ramban that then just says, Kach omru bigamara, dekula alma miyaz chametz mishesh ulamala osir medabaraisa. He wants to bring a proof that even according to Rav Shimon, you can't eat chametz from our Gemara that says everybody agrees it's prohibited. But the Ramban knows, and this is the objection he's going to raise against the Rambam in 5 minutes. The Ramban knows that everybody's going to pounce on him, that it's not a very good raya, because the main focus of our Gemara is not achila, it's tashbisu. So why not just say that our Gemara says, kula alma modamias, that there's tashbisu. But who said anything about, that's how the Balamar would read the Gemara. For sure. So what prevents anybody else from reading it that way? The answer is, says the Ramban, right? Below Omru Tzarech Bir Midaraisa. Lefi, Sheish Bechlal Hashbasa, Shebetora, Yisrachila. Ramban says, I have a diuk. The Gemara says, Asur. It doesn't say Asur Bebiur. It doesn't say Mechuyev Levayer. It could have said that. It should have said that. Would have been clearer. Would have precluded any kind of misconception. The reason it didn't say it is because it wanted you to know that even though primarily we're speaking about Tashbisu, implicit in a chi of Tashbisu is an Isra Achila. Wow. That's the Ramban. But is there also an Isra Anah? So that the Ramban says, no, that's only Drabana. And the Ravid, of course, earlier than the Ramban, also says that. If you look at the Ravid, in the Kosev Shom, this is on page, help me out here. It looks like Ari is my
page 4.
Page 4?
4, line 6.
Okay, 4, 6. The Ravid is a little sarcastic when it comes to the Balamor. Omer Avram, b'yitin v'yachrish. He shouldn't have said anything. V'kola lo yishama. Shekori l'achila hashbasa. Yosheves me'enesh zichro. Okay. He says what he's calling achila hashbasa. Meaning, he says you can fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu by eating it. Torah says tashbisu. It doesn't say tochlu. Right? The whole dvar of ruach sheker, sharei afilu derech sreifaso, in a rashoy lehanus mimenu, choshken achila. Not only that you can't eat it, you're not even allowed to be nana from it. A little like Tosas. But emes, kerab shimon modeshu also bachila. He said, don't get me wrong. I think the truth is that it's also bachila, misheso salamala, isur Torah. Mikra ach b'yom harishon. Or milo tishchat ha-chametz tam zivchi. Aval yisra hana ein lo. Delo siv b'lo tocha v'lo yachel kemo shodarish Rabbi Yehuda. Mikol makom yisra b'ayiro b'ayimatzei yesh bo Mikoach aseh shenemer b'tashbisu. That's also very problematic. I don't know if I remember that, mentioned that last week or not. But the Ravid here says, there's no Isra Hano Midoraisa, but there's an Isra Kila Midoraisa. Okay. But he says there's also a kind of Bal Yiroa already from Chatzos. What's so fascinating about that, first of all, it's a Chiddush. The real Bal Yiroa in the Torah refers to, you know, the Zman HaYisr, the Chag itself. But it's a particular big Chiddush because the Ravid himself attacks the Rambam in Paragimel Hilchos Chametz Halacha Ches on the same point. The Rambam there seems to apply Bal Yiroa to Lifnei Zmano. And the Ravid says, how can the Rambam talk about Bal Yiroa Lifnei Zmano? The Psukim are clearly during Pesach. Same Ravid on the Rif earlier said exactly what he's criticizing in the Rambam. But either way, what's interesting is, according to the Ravid, Achila and Isra Shehiya are Doraisa, along with Mitzvah Tashbisu, but not Hana. The Ran and Rabbeinu Dov, and that's the view of the Ramban, and that's the view of Tosis as well. Not the Bayirua part, but the distinction between Achila and Hana. But what's fascinating is that the Ran, Rab David Bonfil, Maram Chalava, they all go further. They say for Abshimon, even Hana is also min HaTorah. Wow. As you can see, when you move from Balamor to Tosis, to the Ramban and the Ravid, and then to the Ran and Rabbeinu David, then the gap between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is shrinking. The gap is greatest for the Balamor, who says it's a heter achila and even a mitzvah tashbisu. And the gap is smallest for the Ran, Udi'ime, that even for Rab Shimon, it's also b'achilo b'hana, and maybe a kind of Bal Yiroa, according to the Rav. All this is within the view of Rab Shimon. What about Rabbi Yehuda? So as I mentioned, the Rambam holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And in Sefer Mitzvot, now we'll get back to Sefer Mitzvot. In Sefer Mitzvot, Kutzari Tes, he paskins the same way that he paskins in Mishneh Torah, which is like Rabbi Yehuda. He paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. However, here he adds, if you go to line number 4, Ari, what line is that? Where he says, Visham Dalet Amud Beis. You have that? Yeah?
It's line
33. So it's page 2, line
33?
Correct. So Visham Dalet Amud Beis Omru, Dekula Alma Mias, Chametz Mishesho Sulamala Doraisa. Kein Matanu, Vekola Nuscha Ota Meduyakot, Shenikru Lufnei Ziknei Talmud. What's he saying? How do we know we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? You have to understand, I've mentioned this a few times already, the Rambam is the only Rishon who paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. They all paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Number one, everybody, even the Rambam, paskins like Rabbi Shimon in La'achar Zmano. All right, everybody agrees that Chametz She'avar Leva Pesach is only Drabanan. So some of the Rishonim say, a lot of them say, if we paskin like Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Yehuda about La'achar Zmano, why don't we paskin also like him regarding Lifnei Zmano? What's the difference? I think there's a huge difference. And I think this difference mattered to the Rambam enormously. That difference is that according to the Rambam, right, Lifnei Zmano, meaning Chatzos, on Yom Yedaled is a time of Shechitas Korban Pesach. Right? And it's also the time of Tashbisu. So the idea that that's kind of a pre-Pesach is far more compelling, right, than considering there to be a post-Pesach Pesach, We'll get back to that in a minute. But obviously that works better as a knas. I mean, the whole world is, and even including all the, you know, the most committed Jews, already eating chametz. So can you be mechalik between the chiddusha? Even Rabbi Yehuda Midaraisa, you want to know, is it a kind of knas daraisa? What exactly is it? We'll get back to that in a minute. Either way, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. I believe he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda as part of a much larger, big theme that Yom Yadalid, after Chatzos in particular, even earlier in some respects, is the day of Korban Pesach, which means that in some respects, it's the beginning of the Chag. I think the Rambam will tell you that, you know, when the Gemara here says, "Ach b'yom arishon tashbisu," and they end up saying that refers to Yom Yadalid, and you still have a huge discrepancy in the pshat, because, you know, the Gemara says Yom Yadalid, I mean Rishon Mikara Mashma, great. It's not, but it definitely, when you read the psukim, it still sounds like the first day of Yontif, right? So Torah Shebaal Peh trumps Torah Shebichsav. I mean, I don't mean trumps it. I mean, it's the proper interpretation of it. Trumps pshat. It is the real pshat. But that doesn't mean, right, that it's that we don't want to understand, you know, why the pshat says what it says. Right? So I think that the Rambam will tell you that the pshat is being very profound. Rambam will always tell you this. I think he's very, very, always acutely hypersensitive to the language of the psukim. And I think he'd tell you here that the language of the psukim, you know, Ach b'yom arishon, by calling Erev Pesach the first day, is telling you that the day before, in some respects, is already the beginning of the Chag. It's a Chag lifnei a Chag. And therefore, what better way to say that than to call it Yom Rishon, but to hint, you know, that it's, you know, it's, there are two Rishons. There's the Rishon of Tesvav and the Rishon of Yudalad. That's consistent with so many things that the Rambam says about Korban Pesach, where clearly even Shacharis and for sure Chatzos, he sees it as his Zman Yom Tov. We talked a little earlier in the year about, you know, Isur Malacha, and other years we talked about Korban Chagigas Yadalid, you know, and many, many other things, all of which established. So if you look at the Rambam, you know, as the only person who Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, only Rishon. And even as he Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, he breaks the, you know, he breaks Rabbi Yehuda into half. He Paskins Lifteis Manu, but not Lachar's Manu. The whole thing is Tamua. But not really. This is all one consistent theme. What is that consistent theme? Yom Yadalid, especially after Chatzos, is already Chag HaPesach, even if it isn't Chag HaMatzos. But Chag HaPesach is a kind of a Rishon in its own right. Anyways, that's the Rambam's plaque. So the Rambam says, where did I get it from? How do I know it? I mean, how can you? I mean, the Rambam probably was aware that he was being a maverick, paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, on Lifnei Zmano, not Lachar Zmano, and possibly like him at all. I mean, Lemaitza. That's what he does, and it's unusual. So of all things, he says he gets it from our Gemara. Talmud Beis. The Kula Alma, Mias, Kametz, Mishei Sholamala, the Raisa. Problem is, that's exactly the same issue that the Ramban confronted. The Rambam confronts it, you know, 150 years earlier. And that is, the Gemara primarily is discussing Tashbisu, not Achila. Hakadekacha the Balamor, right, could even say that Achila is Mutter, and that it's Alibid Rab Shimon. By the way, for a second, just take a quick look at the Maram Chalava. That's the previous piece. Where is that, Ari? Page 2? Number?
Line 6.
The when the Gemara says Minalan, so the Maram Chalava quotes a Rashi, which we don't have. Okay? This Rashi that we don't have says the following. Pirsh Rashi, L'Rab Meir. When the Gemara says Minalan, it's asking Alibid Rabbi Meir. The Ilal Rabbi Yehuda, Hanafka Leila Kaman, Milatoch Halalav Chametz. In a way, this is a parallel to the Rambam. But it goes in the meaning it's a parallel, but there's a difference. Meaning Rambam says, how do we know we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Because our Gemara is Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. The Rashi says, our Gemara is only Alibid Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't even need to ask Minalan, it's obvious. Right? They're on the same page. They're just the Rashi is even more extreme in a way, this Rashi. But then if you look further, Ram Chalava says, Umistabra, Tikula Alma Kami Boile. Ram Chalava says, I don't think Rashi is right, this Rashi that we don't have. The Gemara is not only Aliba Drabi Meir, it's Aliba Drabi Yehuda also. Why? The lesser Hashbasa. The Ilum Rabbi Yehuda have a mina dafka bakila asur kedusil tochal of chametz, of hashbasa lo mechayev. Ela chametz amatzah ima babayis, mishmochi maisi kroy. Oh, what's he saying? He's saying just because Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're not allowed to eat chametz, and if you eat it, you get malchus, that means that you have to get rid of it? We have plenty of macholos asuros and isurena where there's no chiyuv biur. Why is it so obvious that if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to get rid of the chametz? Getting rid is an escalation. So what did Rashi have in mind? This Rashi, assuming it's a valid Rashi, an authentic Rashi. But what the Rambam is kind of saying the same thing, except the opposite direction. Right? The Rashi is saying, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it's obvious that there's Tashbisu. The Rambam is saying, if there is a Chiyuv Tashbisu, it's obvious that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. They're coming from opposite ends. Therefore, according to the Rashi, the Gemara can't be according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Rambam, the Gemara proves that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. They're saying opposite things for the same reason. Both of them, the common denominator is, both the Rashi and the Rambam think that there is an implicit bond between eating and getting rid of the chametz. That they are connected. They're two sides of the same coin. Rashi thinks if you can't eat it, like Rabbi Yehuda, you got to get rid of it. That's really strange. Many things you can't eat. And the Rambam thinks if you've got to get rid of it, obviously, it's asur b'achila b'malkus. B'malkus? So the Ramban takes issue with it. And it's fascinating, as I said before, that the Ramban, of all people, because he kind of, what he says in Mulchamos, very close to the Rama, maybe even got it from the Rama. Look at the Ramban. This is on page 3, line.
Ramban starts on line 1.
Page 3, line 1.
That's back in the Mulchamos.
Not Muhammad's. Also, Rav, a mitzvah kuf tzaritetz, shenimnu milechol chametz, hachachatzos yom yedalad, hu amar lo tochal of chametz, milas olav shava, rather, o keves pesach, This is a quote of the Rambam. Now the Ramban speaks. Gam ze eino kalacha. Says, this is Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Kima shomer begemar psachim. Minayin locha chametz misheisho salamala. Shubalosa say shenema lotocha lov chametz. Heim divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon cholek alav sham. Rav Shimon disagrees. Omer l'Rav Shimon, v'chiyav shalom archein, alo kvar nemal otokhal of chametz, shivas yom otokhal of matzah, b'shar sheishno b'kum achol matzah, yeishno b'bal tokhal olav chametz, right? B'shar sheishno b'kum achol matzah, yinu b'bal tokhal olav chametz. So, if that's the case, halacha k'Rav Shimon, v'hu shachametz bein b'fnei zmano, bein lachar zmano, Eina over Allah below klum. Ramban says we pass like Rav Shimon against Rabbi Yehuda. Ay. Ein lo olav below klum is a bit of a tricky problem for the Ramban because he doesn't hold like the Baal Amar. It doesn't mean that it's mutter. So he says, umilas olav, meaning eino over olav below klum. I'm sorry. I make a mistake. I'll get that in a sec. Milos alav shava el keves haPesach, hi alach ilaso. Kmo shomer shivas yom tokal of matos, umufurish brushami to divrei Rabbi Yehuda alav al shkitaso, udivrei Rabbi Shimon alach ilaso. Fine. Okay. Batema min araya shalokach mima shematza b'lashon hanuschos. Hamadu Yakos, she nikrad ziknei Talmud. Kulam amias, chametz misheisho salamal daraisa. She ze eino, ella al haskamasam she sarfim betchilas sheishu chayev levaru minat Torah mimitzas tashbisa. Ramban says, what kind of proof that you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda from our Gemara that says everybody agrees you have to beer chametz? Because you have to burn it doesn't mean that you get malchus if you eat it. Right? But yet the Ramban has to navigate this very carefully because he himself believes that Tashbisu implies Israchila. Behu vadai osur bachila. That's why the next lines of the Ramban are brilliant. Behu vadai osur bachila. He said, of course, Ramban, the Rambam is right that it's implicit in our Gemara that once there's tashbisu, its toxicity quotient, you know, dictates that it must be asr b'achila. Midikai Allah b'mitzas hashbasa. That's exactly what he said in Muhammad. You can't have an obligation to eradicate something from your domain and at the same time perceive it, you know, as an innocuous substance. Midikoy lebe mitzash basa. Avali says, ein bo lav. That doesn't mean that there's lav in this malchus, which is what Rabbi Yehuda say. In other words, according to the Ramban, the gap between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is small to begin with. What are they really arguing about? Right? Alav, malchus, maybe Hano, we'll get back to that. Let's assume for the moment. Isra Hana Doraisa. But even according to Rav Shimon, it's a toxic substance, can't eat it. So the Ramban says, therefore, in my opinion, there's no proof from our Gemara that we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Gemara worked perfectly well for Rav Shimon, even though the Rambam is right. Namely, that even though the Gemara is talking about Tashbisu, it implies Isra Achila, but it doesn't necessarily imply Lav and Malchus or Yisra Hana. That's the argument of the Ramban. Ubefei Shamru kulam amias chametz misheisho salamala daraisa minalan orabai trei kroi kishiv asyam misar lo yimatei vivateichem siv ach v'yom arishon tashbis asor mibateichem keitzel rabos yadal l'bir. says, Hine zemavuar, shemash amru b'chametz, mivavolamala, the raisa, she'ena elad mitzvah hashpasa. Shehotziyo mimidrash pasuk zeh, ach v'yamarishon tashpisasar, b'alacha chen, b'klal shalacha mizeh, b'chametz, konim zmano, she'ena over ala below klum. Now it gets to that. What does that mean? According to him, it's Hasar Bakila. Ertza, I mean to say by that, She'ein bolav. She'ein alacha k'rab Yehuda. She'nasan lav b'achilaso. V'lo k'divrei misha nosein lav b'kiyumo bovad. V'dorish lo sishka lo chametz. There are others who say, maybe when you're doing Shkitas Korban Pesach, you can't have chametz. Not, no, we don't have like collect them either. That's Rambam. So what does the Rambam hold? So I think you could say one of two things for the Rambam. Like, what will the Rambam say? The truth is Ramban's objections are very compelling. Ramban says, just because it's Tashbisa doesn't mean there's a lav in Malkus. So the Rambam, I think, could counter in one of two ways. And it's also true, maybe both are true. Number one, maybe he understood the gap between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon to be greater than the Ramban. The Ramban paskins like Rabbi Shimon. And that includes a view that Rabbi Shimon is more moderate and also thinks it's Asar Bachila. The Rambam thinks that Rabbi Shimon thinks that Potter Velo Klum is like the Balamor. Maybe. Potter Velo Klum means it's Mutter. Maybe it even means that you could be Mekayim the mitzvah. Not necessarily. Maybe. So the Rambam says, there's an argument between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. It's a mutually exclusive argument. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that there's an Yisrachila. If there's an Yisrachila, where's the Makar? Right? And that should be the main point. You have to get rid of it, right? Because it's Asar Bachila of a certain intensity. Says the Rambam, if you don't like Rabbi Shimon, maybe it's even Mutter Bachila. Maybe even it's Mitzvah Bachila. But if there's a din of Tashbisu, that implies Iser. And therefore it's got to be Balav. If the Rambam understood Rabbi Shimon like Balamor, then we could understand where he's coming from. But I don't think we have to go that far. I think that what we could say is the following. Even if Rav Shimon holds, like the Ramban and the Ravid and Tosas, that there's an Isra Achila, the Rambam may have felt more strongly that there needs to be a lav in Malkus. Namely, if the Mokor is Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisa, you could say, you know what? The real din is that you shouldn't have chametz around. And it's inconsistent with that obligation to eradicate chametz that you'd be able to eat it. But the Rambam thinks that the opposite is true of the relationship. You can't eat it not because it can't be around, and that's inconsistent with Tashbisu. The reason that there's Tashbisu is because of the toxicity of the substance. It starts with Isra Achila, and according to the Rambam, it has to be an intense Isra Achila. If Kelaya Karen, if Kelaya Karen and Basa B'Chalav and Nosar and Pigal and Tame and Chazir, if all these things are Balav, even though they're not obligated to be eradicated, maybe the Rambam thinks, then whenever there's, in a way, what I'm suggesting is that the Rambam goes one step further than the Ramban. Ramban said, it's inconceivable that there's Tashbisu and there's a Heter Achila. And the Rambam went further and said, it's inconceivable that there's Tashbisu and there's not Isra Achila B'Malkus with a lav. This is worse than scores of other Isra Achila B'Hana Shalokim Aleihem. So the fact that there's Tashbisu and everybody agrees is a riot that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda.
Rav, I understand something. If you're learning from Tashbisu, then that's a lava bama falase.
Say that again.
If you're learning from the east of the word Tashbisu, then it's a lava bama falase. Why do you get malchus? So where does the Rambam? I understand.
Rambam doesn't learn from Tashbisu.
So where does the Rambam get that it's a lava sheishu maisa? You should get malchus.
No, he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. It's one of the low tochals.
So what? And so what's the ma'isa? You need a ma'isa. What is the ma'isa you doing? Only if you eat it. Yeah, fila is a ma'isa, right?
Sure, it's a regular. Rabbi Yehuda understood that when the Torah uses the expression lo tochal, lo tochal, lo yochal, three times, that those are two separate lav. Those are three separate lav. She yesh ba ma'isas shalokin aleihem. One lifnei mano, one tokes mano, and one lachas mano.
So then I don't just Pasha Bashar, if you don't mind me, just I'm sorry. Then according to Rav Shimon, then don't really understand. So according to Rav Shimon, what happened to that lav of Lo Sochal?
No, the Gemara on Chav Ches explains that Rav Shimon uses those psukim for other things.
Other things, right. Uh-huh.
So they have nothing to do with lifnei mano and lachas mano.
And the other thing I don't understand, if you hold Tashbisu, even if Shimon holds a dinner Tashbisu, so what do? You get rid of some of your chametz, but you're still allowed to leave some of the chametz on? In other words, how do you have, if you hold Tashbisu, there's a dinner of Tashbisu on Erev Pesach.
But you're supposed to do Tashbisu on all your chametz.
So I missed something. I'm sorry for that. I don't want to bother everyone else. But if there's a dinner of Tashbisu, that Rav Shimon agrees, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But he holds that you could. There's no isar chila on the rest of on Erev Pesach.
No. According to the Baal Amor,
right?
There's no isar chila, and there's even a kiyum of tashbisu ba'achila. According to
but what Tosfos, I'm saying is, if you did tashbisu, and you left chametz over, according to what we're saying.
No, the Baal Amor. Are you asking according to the Baal Amor, or are you asking according to Tosfos?
Yeah, I'm going to the Baal Amor.
Baal Amor says the following. You're supposed to get rid of your chametz right away, and you shouldn't leave it around. If you do and you eat it, right, you don't violate a set. There's no violation of the eating, of course, and you will then fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu. But lechatchila, you should get rid of it right away. That's what the Baal Amor says.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But the Ravid, Tosis, the Ravid, the Ramban. They all say, no, even Rav Shimon thinks you just can't eat it. Just there are different madrigos, why that is, and regarding Hana as well. Let me ask another question. You know, the Ravid, when he explains why there's no, I'm going to have to finish up a couple of minutes, when there's no, Ravid explains as Isra Hana, there's no Isra Hana Doraisa for Rav Shimon. That's the Ravid. And that's also the view of Tosis and the Ramban. Right, and the Ran and Rabbeinu David, they disagree. Right. What's the raya of the Ravid that there's no Isur Hana? Excuse me, that there's no Isur Hana. He says because the pasuk, at least according to Chezkiah, of Isur Hana is Lo Yeyachel, and he says Lo Yeyachel. You know. If you don't have it, you don't have it. If the makor is ach b'amarish and tashbisu, then there's no lo yachel. So of course there's going to be no isra'na. Right? What did the Ran and Rebbeinu David do with that? They'll say that the isra'na, again, is inconsistent with tashbisu. It's not a din of isra'na per se. It's a din that if you have a chiv tashbisu, then you can't be nana from it. Or it's implicit that it's a kind of substance where there must be an Isra'na somewhere. Fine. But what's particularly interesting is the following. It's a question for everybody, but it's a particular question for the Ravid. And that is, the makar for Chizkiah is lo yeyachel, not lo yochal lo tochal. The pasuk of lifnei zmano and la'achar zmano don't have that either. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there's a lav and malchus, is there Isra Hana? And if so, where do you get it from? Who asked this question? I mean, the Ravid should have addressed it given what he says, but he doesn't. And that's interesting. We'll get back to that. Tosas asks this question. Look at the small Tosas on Daf Chavches, which is on page, I'm guessing 5, or the last entry, actually, in these Mar Mekomos.
Yes, page 5,
1-10. Tosas v'chad lefnei zmanu, referring to Rabbi Yehuda. So listen to this. Tosas says, v'im tomar v'lechizkia minol an yisrano lefnei zmanu. D'leik el echad lo yeochel, not 3, Bahu misvara mukmina l'togz mano. So how do you know it's also b'hana lifnei zmano and lachar zmano? So listen to this. Number one, the Tosa I wrote on the bottom here, Hashvei Tosas Chachmei Anglia. Tosas Chachmei Anglia quotes the Ri, who says in Achanami, even though according to Rabbi Yehuda there's a lav and there's malchus, it differs from chametz togz zmano. Not only Bakares, but there's no Isra Anam in HaTorah. Wow. That's sensational. That's a minority view. The Rambam thinks that there's Isra Anam, and Tosas thinks there's Isra Anam. Tosas answers, Omari, kibud echad me'anu kroi mashma Isra Anam, lo nechalek b'neim. That's an interesting answer. Basically, what he's saying is the whole point of Rabbi Yehuda is that the only difference between toch and lifnei is kares. But that basically, it's the Isra Chametz already begins, the real Isra Chametz. So therefore, it includes Isra Noig without a pasuk. And Tosas Chachmei Anglia disagree. You know what's also fascinating? Tosas asks the question about lifnei's mano, not about lachar's mano. That's also Doraisa with Malkus, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And if you look at Tosas Shantz, and if you look at Tosa Rush, when they ask the same question, they include Ulechitzki minol on Yisrano lifnei zmano ulachar zmano. But our Tosas left it out. Why? I think the answer is, based on what we said before, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, but only lifnei zmano, not lachar zmano. And all Rishonim were bothered. They said, Who told you could split them? But the truth is, there's very good reason to think you could split them. Because even if L'achar's Mano according to Rabbi Yehuda is Doraisa, even if it's based on like a Chalos Chametz, because it was Ovar Alava Pesach, but the whole rest of the world is eating Chametz now. It's not the Zman of Chametz. It could be the Zechefts of Chametz. Maybe that doesn't get Yisrana. Or maybe it's a kind of knas doraisa, even less. So according to some Rishon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe, so what I want to say is, I'm trying to sum up, we'll conclude in 1 minute, Tosas Chachmei Anglia think that even lifnei zmano, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Yisrana. Some of the other Rishonim think that even Lachar zmano, there is Yisrana, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And some are mechalik between lifnei and la'achar. Okay? But the bigger idea, getting back to the Ravid quoted this Chizkia idea to prove that according to Rab Shimon, even though there's Isra Achila Doraisa, there's probably not Isra Na. But as Tosas points out, you have the same problem for Rab Yehuda. Why is it a problem? Or why is it a Raya for Rab Shimon and not for Rab Yehuda? But the answer is simple, although important, and that is, what Tosas says for Rabbi Yehuda, which is, kivet echad minayu, mehanu kroi, mash, meisrano, lo nechalik b'neim, Tosas is basically saying, the lifnei zmano is also a did in chametz. It's chametz early. That's why maybe a difference between chametz late and chametz early. But for Rab Shimon, where there's no lav and there's no malchus, maybe it's a tepid kind of Yisra Chametz. It's just that you can't have tashbisu. and be able to eat the chametz. But maybe you could be nene from it. Right? No one's saying that according to Rav Shimon, even though there's no malchus, even though there's no separate lav, that it's an iser achila in the same way as toch. That's an interesting question. That's how you would answer the right, I think.
Where do you find Chachmei Anglia? Tosis Chachmei Anglia?
What are you asking?
Where is that Tosis Chachmei Anglia?
On Chav Ches.
On the Daf?
Yeah, on Chav Ches on the base.
On that.
Oh, you mean the book? It's a book. It's a separate book.
Oh, it's a separate book? Tosis Chachmei Anglia?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And a bunch of Masechtas. The truth is, there isn't so much. Rarely is there something innovative there, but this is one of the exceptions.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So let me mention one other thing, and with this we conclude. The Milchas Chinuch, you know, Kedarko, discusses. Let's say you give Hasra according to the Rambam in particular. Maybe you can be chalik between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda, or you know other Rishonim. But especially, let's say according to the Rambam, Paskins like Rabbi Huda, Lifnei Zmano. So let's say you give for Lifnei Zmano the Hasra of the Pasuk of Tok Zmano, or vice versa. Or let's say, right, let's leave it at that for the moment, make it easier. According to those who think you have to quote the right Pasuk, meaning, he's mistopic. How different is the chalos of chametz lifnei zmano, tok zmano, and lachar zmano according to Rabbi Yehuda? They're different psukim. Only tok zmano is kares. I've raised the possibility that there's a fundamental difference between lifnei and lachar, as evidenced by the Rambam's psak, and also maybe by the presence of hanal. And also just conceptually, because you don't have the whole infrastructure of Yom Yadalad, especially after Chatzos. So even though according to the Rambam, you're loke, and there's a separate lav, right? The ability to be masra from one to the other, which may depend on, maybe lakula even, you know. Let's say you give the lifnei's mano, hasra, tok's mano. Maybe you wouldn't get karis, but would you at least get lav? And so on. But the bigger point I'm trying to make is that whether you're talking about, you know, the various views within Rav Shimon, or that's, you know, where there's no malchus and there's no separate lav, but there still may be an isra achila, maybe even an isra ana, whether you're talking about Rabbi Yehuda, who thinks there is a lav in Malchus, and then there's a question about the Hana, how different are these satellite chametzes to the real thing with Kares B'toch Hazman? And that really depends on how you look at these different stages. Is this more like it just in Korban Pesach, or is it because of Korban Pesach things determines things come real? Like the Ravid said, there's already a kind of Bal Yirah. And again, he's critical of the Rambam for saying the same exact thing. But the Rambam is totally consistent in seeing that there is continuity between Lifnei and Tok. Okay, so we're going to stop here. I'm going to wish you all a good Yontif.